I don't know if Rashi talks about that before, but the Rashi quotes the Medrash Tanchuma. Medrash Tanchuma says that the reason why Zvulun is before Yisachar is because Zvulun is oisik b'prakmatia v'Yisachar oisik b'Torah. And the reason why Zvulun is before Yisachar is because Ilmalei Zvulun, if it wouldn't be for Zvulun, loy osak Yisachar b'Torah. Yisachar wouldn't be able to learn Torah. And the Medrash calls this a shutvis, asu shutvis b'neyem, shei prakmatia shal Zvulun Yisachar. That Yisachar gets the prakmatia, gets some of the profits from Zvulun. And the Shutis, the Medrash is not so clear what the Shutis is, but the Sforno says that all of the schar that Yisachar gets from his Yishtadlus and Avodas Hashem is miyachis l'shneim. It's split and it goes to both Yisachar and Zvulun.
It goes to both.
It's miyachis l'shneim. Full to both. Okay. So the question is, you see, it seems clear from the pasuk, from the Chazal, that there is a concept of someone learning Torah and not being Oisik in Parnasa, and he gets supported by Zvulun. Now, this is like an age-old debate, and we're not going to even touch the tip of the iceberg, but the Rambam in Perish HaMishnah, Pirkei Avos, is Mayrich and Riches Gadol against such a concept. He says that, I didn't put in the thing, but the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Al tase ha-Torah kardum lach barba, that you should not make the Torah into a shovel. And the Rambam says that there was a group of people, he says it's becoming more and more common, that they would impose taxes and mandatory stipends that people had to pay to support shuls and yeshivas and talmid chachamim. And he says, and these people brought the world to think a shtus gemura, he calls it a shtus gemura, shezet sorech u'mechuyev, that there's a chiyev to help chachamim, to help talmidim, and to help people that are engaged in Torah. The Rambam says, v'chol zeh tos, this is a mistake. Ein ba'Torah ma she'yamis oisoi, there's nothing in the Torah that supports this. V'lo regel she'yishoin oleha b'shum panim. He says, if you look through the whole Shas, you don't find that they made fundraisers for yeshivas. He says the opposite. You see that the Talmid Chacham are very poor. He brings a few rayas. He brings some Hillel. That Hillel was an Oni B'tachlis, and he used to chop wood, the Gemara says. And he brings some Chanina Ben Doisa, the Chanina Ben Doisa. The whole world was Nizr Mishil Chanina Ben Doisa. Right? He was Mustama, a pretty big Rebbe. But he only ate one calf of carobs the whole week. And the Rambam is saying, why didn't Chanina Ben Doisa ask people to support him? So the Rambam is bringing a raya from there that it's usser. It's usser for a person to sit and learn and not engage in parnasa and take from people. And the third raya he brings from Karna. There was a dayan whose name was Karna who had a wine business. And he used to sell wine and make parnasa. And it's like Arichas Godel. He says it's a terrible mistake and it's a Chil Hashem. He calls it. The Rambam Yad HaChazaka says it's a Chil Hashem. The reason why it says the Chil Hashem is because people look at Torah less. People look at Torah like, you know, it's like a, you know, it's a tzedakah case. And the Rambam brings that the people bring a raya from the Gemara. Harotel lehana sihana kalisha. The Gemara says that if someone wants to get benefit, he can get benefit like Elisha. So Rambam says that's not talking about taking money. Elisha didn't take money from people; he just stayed at people's houses. He says you could stay at people's houses; that's fine. The Rambam, at the end of the day, at the end of the shtickle, he comes out that the only thing which is mutter is maybe like if a person wants to take a Talmud Chacham's money and invest it and help him that way, that's okay. Or maybe if you have business to give your business to a Talmud Chacham and do business with him, prioritize to do it to him. Other people, that's okay. But to just
he's saying become the person who gives or the person who receives.
Oh, so one second. So very good. So the Rambam is just saying that having such an arrangement where a person is sitting and learning and is not engaged in parnasa and is taking money from the tzibur, the Rambam is very against that. So the Kesef Mishnah, Bet Yosef and Kesef Mishnah argues in the Rambam. He argues, he goes through one by one each of the rayas and he says it's not a raya. He says Hillel. He said Hillel, the reason why he chopped wood is because he needed to get into the yeshiva. So there were tens of thousands of Talmidim, And you couldn't just get in. You had to be meforsam to get in. And Hillel wasn't meforsam at the beginning. So he chopped wood to make a little bit of money so that he could pay the entrance fee. So once he got in, he says, you think, the Kesef Mishnah writes, once Hillel became well-known, you think he was still chopping wood? That's because apparently the Rambam feels that he was, but Kesef Mishnah is saying no. But
he held that Gemara knew was after he, that was before he
Yeah. And he says, Chanida ben Doisa, the Kesef Mishnah Tain is a Gemara, he says, what's the Rambam's kasha? That Chanida ben Doisa should have taken money from people? And his teretz is, why didn't he? Because he didn't want to take money from people. The Kesef Mishnah says, if Chanida ben Doisa wanted money, he didn't have to go to people. He goes straight to the source. Chanida ben Doisa just said, Hashem, can you send down a few $1,000,000 and it would come right down. And he didn't do that, right? So obviously the pshat is because he didn't want to be nene from Olam Hazeh. He's a person that didn't want to be nene from Olam Hazeh at all. Not from people, not from Hashem, not from nothing. So you can't bring a ride from there to people that want to be nene from Olam Hazeh. And he goes one by one. And Lamaisa, the Kesef Mishnah comes out that it's okay, it's mutter to have such an arrangement. The question is, how did the Rambam learn Yisachar Zvulun? That's my question. Right, before we get back to the question, there's another heter which is more, you know, in more recent times, which Mr. Atar was a maskim. There's a sefer Dvar Shmuel from the Shmuel Abuav. He says that even the Rambam you can't bring a raya to nowadays. He was probably an Achrayin, because ain't done in Efshar Mish Efshar, or Efshar Mish Efshar, I guess. He says in the Rambam's time, it was possible to have a world where we have a proliferation of Torah, and we have Torah scholarship, and at the same time, everyone's engaged in Parnassa. It was possible. He says nowadays, it's not possible. So Mr. Atar is arguing that it's easier nowadays, because you could just go to work and listen to Shir in your Okay, so
right.
So basically, there's an argument to say that even the Rambam that said it's usher to take money to support learning is only when it's possible to do both, when it's possible to engage in parnasa and to have Torah scholarship. But if there would be a situation where it's impossible to have both, then even the Rambam would agree, because we're not gonna give up Torah scholarship because of this shita.
You should even point out that Rambam's brother supported him until his brother passed away. Uh-huh. And that's when he became the doctor. But before then, he was being supported fully. Uh-huh.
Right.
So the Rambam brings, seems like two elements to also can't be nene entirely this world. So that doesn't get affected whether practically you can do both or not.
It would be like Eislas Eishlashem, Efer Teresacha. You're right. It's also to be nender from the Torah, but if Torah is going to be like, it's also to write down Torah, right? But they wrote down Torah because otherwise it would have gotten lost. So the Dvar Shmuel is saying that the Rambam would be maskim that if it's impossible any other way, then and that's that the reason why the Kohel movement started is because the Chachmei Hador realized that without a Kohel movement, Torah would be lowered. Torah's gosh would be lowered. There's no question that that's part of the Hanhaga nowadays.
The Dvar Shmuel, he's talking about.
Ramosha writes the same thing, by the way. And
he's talking about, like, for what is he talking about? What does he mean by scholarship? Meaning that everybody should know Torah, or that there should be Torah, that people do have a.
There has to be Talmidei Chachamim in Klal Yisrael.
Right.
You know, I don't know if you can make a case by case judgment. That might be, but I'll upon him the. The fact that there is a musig of people that are supported to learn, yeah, there's different mahalchim. I think there's a guy in Eretz Yisrael who he picks like a few big iluyim and he just supports them fully. So he feels that that's the best way. Chavetzel Sasharon is one of his guys. Chavetzel Sasharon, or what is it, Mordechai Kalbach? He also, I think, picked Jim Petrovsky, I think, is one of like. And some people feel it's better to have big yeshivas, more kolim, big kolim. But the point is that if we would continue in the way of the Rambam, then we wouldn't be able to have Talmud Chachamim.
It's funny because the Rambam, like from the 67, there were people he was talking to that were like, they didn't know anything. I mean, like sometimes he like literally said, like these people, they don't know anything.
Yeah. So probably the Rambam held that as long as we have Chachamim, that's enough. You don't need that the Hamoin Am should be Chacham. But the question I just want to leave with, I want to hear what the Olam thinks. how did the Rambam, you read the Rambam, he holds it to Chil Hashem. How do you understand it, Yisachar Zvulun? I mean, how do you understand that Chazal in the Torah, that Medrash, you know, he's not arguing the Medrash L'chara. So how did the Rambam understand that? How do you make Shalom between the Rambam?
As servicers, meaning the Rambam wouldn't say it's us and Rav, let's say, right? Because you need somebody who's can pass Kinshilus and stuff like
I mean,
that.
And then that he could get paid from the Tzibur.
But he's getting paid not just, not like his Torah only, meaning he's providing a service. So Yisachar was there to just, meaning not in our modern way, meaning according to the Rambam, would be Yisachar is there to go out and they're melamdim, and they're all that, all uh-huh. those things. But they're just servicers. Like it's a service, same way a kind of lady.
Could also
maybe the Rambam's talking only in a case where it's bidyevet, meaning without Yisachar's ruling. That's the Rambam's referring to a scenario where
they're saying bidyevet.
No, meaning the Rambam's case where he's saying it's usher to do that, that's without Yisachar's ruling. He's maybe going off of the notion that you haven't already established Yisachar's ruling.
So it sounds like this is what the fact that he's being made an obligation upon the Tzibur, not anybody who independently decides on their own.
I think that's this is the Chara, that's what Ariel was saying, or what Shu was saying, but to I think the direction to start thinking is that the Torah of Yisachar is not talking to Yisachar, it's talking to Zvulun. And it's telling Zvulun there is a way to have a shutvis in the Schar of Talmud Torah. Not just the Schar of Talmud Torah, but there's rayas that even the Yediyas HaTorah, a person that supports Torah, after when he goes to Yeshiva Shemayel, he'll have the Yediyas HaTorah that he supported. So the Zvulun has a right to say, I want to have a chelik in Torah, and I'm going to support a Yisachar. That has nothing to do with what the Rambam is talking about. The Rambam is saying that the Yisachar has no right to either to mon, even if it's to be mevakish, but if it's bederech tzedakah, he calls it, if it's tzedakah, and I think even if the Zvulun looks at it as tzedakah, then it's not Yisachar Zvulun, and then you have the Rambam. Okay, even the Rambam, you know, we don't pass like the Rambam. We pass like the Kesem Mishnah, but al kaponim, I think the Rambam maybe would be maskim that if a Zvulun wants this partnership, then that's not stucca. That's business. That's partnership. And
what did they do in the Rambam's tikufa? I mean, there was
did they have Yisachar Zvulun? I don't know. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
No Rishayim argue on the Rambam.
The Rambam is not coming against Yisachar Zvulun. He's coming against the minhag. The minhag was that they were matil mas on the tzibur. But
the Rambam's. The way he's talking, it sounds very much like he's talking to the Yisachar, not the Zvulun.
Yeah, no? Right, yeah.
Yeah, so he's saying, walking into it and saying, you know what, like, I'm going to make you spareness, right? But the Zvulun has a chiyuv to...
I don't know if it's a chiyuv, it's an opportunity.
But a guy could say, I want to be, don't leave me alone, I want to be poor. I mean, it's not saying you have to.
Yeah.
Or he's saying you have to. Is he saying you have to work?
Does the Rambam say that that's a Chil Hashem?
The Rambam sounds like that. If you want to learn and you can't do parnasa, so be poor.
Not a Chil.
That's not a Chil
Hashem. The guy just doesn't want to do anything.
He wants to be
poor. He just wants to just leave me alone. I'm learning all day. Don't talk to me.
Yeah. I think the Rambam 100% would say that you could do that. That's what Hillel did. That's what Chandi Medoisa did.
Hillel, it's funny because it says he did Chatzi. He brought the fire home so that he could support his family and Chatzi to go into the Smash. But he did take care of his family. But he did was
the Rambam understood Hillel. That's how the Rambam understood Hillel. The Rambam understood that Hillel is the prototypical Talmid Chacham that doesn't have Parnasa, and what you do is you just be poor and you chop wood to make a little bit of money to feed your family.
Because the problem is that everything is a spectrum, it doesn't.
Of course, yeah.
I mean, like, if Philo was a brain surgeon and equal amount of time he spent, brain surgeons probably spent a lot of time cutting wood, he would make $1 million off of surgery. Yeah.
I didn't mention that the Kesem Mishnah says that's from Karna.
Yeah.
Karna had a wine business. So the Rambam brought a rye from there that you have to have Parnassa. Kesem Mishnah says, the Beis Yosef says, Karna's business didn't require any tirma.
Right.
So he says, if you have a way of making parnasa easily, then of course you have to do that. then you then because Mishnah's maskim, then you have no right to go rely on the tzibur. So a guy inherits a business and he does, it's all taken care of. So to go say I'm going to close down the business to and take money.
And hopefully people are honest. If a guy is making aside 300 cases, he invested in ABA, then you shouldn't take your BMG cola check.
Yeah, they make you sign a paper.
Every
you asked that one. I'm looking at.